Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The name of this show is Some Johnsons. If it had a subtitle, it might be this: an excuse to play some songs by four songwriters with the same last name. An interesting miscellany. Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
The ASCAP Index of Composers and Lyricists lists dozens of Johnsons, some famous, many obscure. Others were musicians who wrote a song or two, and along the way, a couple of Johnsons contributed to a couple of swing-era classics. In the late 1930s, Erskine Hawkins Orchestra was one of the Savoy Ballroom's house bands, along with Chick Webb. They used Tuxedo Junction as their sign-off, because Hawkins had written it with Julian Dash, Buddy Fine, and Bill Johnson. But in 1940, Glenn Miller had the hit recording. 2 years later, Benny Goodman recorded a hit instrumental of Jersey Bounce by Tiny Bradshaw, Buddy Fine, Bobby Plater, and Eddie Johnson. A couple of Johnsons were making the swing era swing. Here are Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman.
Thank you.
Glenn Miller's orchestra, Tuxedo Junction, and Benny Goodman's orchestra, Jersey Bounce. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. James Weldon Johnson and J. Rosamund Johnson were brothers. Rosamund was a lyricist and occasional composer. James Weldon was a lawyer, activist, NAACP executive director, and song lyricist. Go figure. In the very early years of the 20th century, these African-American songwriters often collaborated with composer Bob Cole. They set out to treat African-American life with more dignity than the degrading mockery of coon songs. At the turn of the century, though, they turned logically to ragtime and ragtime songs. The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with Edward Pleasant, When the Band Plays Ragtime.
Talk about the music of your Susan and of all the other famous bands. If they're playing music that is classic, people sit and simply clap their hands. But you see the folks commence a smiling when the band hits up a ragtime tune. By the tapping of the drum, you can tell it's going to come, and your feet will be a-moving pretty soon. When the band plays ragtime, everybody sings. When the band plays ragtime, it sets your feet on springs. When the band plays ragtime, you feel like you've got wings. I declare, you just can't help it, you just gotta kind of step it. When the band plays ragtime. There's no earthly use in talking about it, though some high-toned people call it rot. They all have to own up when they hear it, that it hits a mighty ticklish spot. It may not be very good for brain food, but the heart is where it touches you. And it makes you want to dance, and you feel like you could prance. Oh, it seems to do you good all through and through. When the band plays ragtime, everybody sings. When the band plays ragtime, it sets your feet on springs. When the band plays ragtime, you feel like you've got wings. I declare, you just can't help it, you just gotta kind of step it. When the band plays ragtime.
From 1902, the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with Bob Cole, James Weldon Johnson, and J. Rosamund Johnson's When the Band Plays Ragtime. When the Johnsons were most active, Tin Pan Alley was replacing the 19th century sentimental ballad with a new kind of love song, engaging and flirtatious. Just a little bit sexy, but with no passion to drive it forward. People in these songs preferred to praise one another as they cuddled. Melinda Doolittle sings The Maiden with the Dreamy Eyes and Excuse Me, Mr. Moon.
Excuse No doubt you've seen the maiden with the dimple in her chin. A very charming girl is she. The maid with feet and ankles that a beauty prize would win. A very pretty sight to see. But the maiden that's most charming, all your wariness disarming, with seductiveness alarming, is the maiden with the dreamy eyes. There are eyes of blue, there are brown eyes too, there are eyes of every size, and eyes magnetism in those eyes. They make a fellow feel that she is longing to be kissed, and there is where the danger lies. All the marriage you're opposing, when you see her eyes half closing, you cannot resist proposing to the maiden with the dreamy eyes. There are quite a lucky thing to do. While aged female passengers are hanging on the straps and everybody stares at you, with the crowd that still comes piling, comes a maid with eyes beguiling, and you give your seat up smiling to the maiden with the dreamy eyes. There are eyes of blue, there are brown eyes too, there are eyes of every size and eyes of every hue. But I surmise that if you are wise, you'll be careful of the maiden with the dream.
Just peeping o'er the hill, the fellow felt yummy, the girl rather chummy. She cuddled up closer to him still. He hugged her and kissed her, but not like a sister. The moon looked embarrassed and ashamed. His glance, it was freezing, but the fellow kept squeezing, and very politely he exclaimed, "Oh, won't you please excuse me? Won't you please excuse me? me Mr. Moon. I've got the girl, the time, the place, and I want a chance to spoon. Just hide your face behind a cloud or two, then you won't be shocked at anything we do. Oh, won't you please excuse me, Mr. Moon? The stars were a-winking, the moon he was blinking. A soft cooling breeze began to blow. The girl said, oh Willie, I feel rather chilly. Just put both your arms around me so. He did to the letter, she said, I feel better. And close to his face she laid her head. The moon, he turned yellow, so then once more the fellow looked up with a smile to him and said, oh, won't you please excuse me? Won't you please excuse me, Mr. Moon? I've got the girl, the time, the place, and I want a chance to spoon. Just hide your face behind a cloud or two, then you won't be shocked at anything we do. Oh, won't you please excuse me, Mr. Moon? Oh, won't you please excuse me?
From 1910, Melinda Doolittle with Bob Cole and James Weldon Johnson's Maiden with the Dreamy Eyes, and from 1912, Doolittle with Rosamund Johnson and James Weldon Johnson's Excuse Me, Mr. Moon. The Johnsons collaborated most often with an important early African-American composer named Bob Cole. In their songs for Broadway, they tried to elevate blacks and their African heritage, but their reference point was often the stereotypical imagery of coon songs. People just didn't know much about Africa. From 1902, William Bolcom and Joan Morris with Cole and the Johnson Brothers, Under the Bamboo Tree.
Down in the jungles lived a maid of royal blood, though dusky shade. A mocked impression once she made upon a Zulu from Matabulu. And every morning he would be down underneath a bamboo tree, awaiting there his love to see. And joined him in his song. very day. I like a change your name, 'cause I love you and love are you too. And if you love are me, one live is two, two live is one, under the bamboo tree. Little story, strange but true, is often told in Matabu, of how this Zulu tried to woo his jungle lady in tropic shady. Although the scene was miles away, right here at home, I dare to say, you hear some Zulu every day gush out this soft refrain. If you like me like I like you, and we like both the same, I like a same this very day, I like a change your name, 'cause I love you and love are you too. And if you
Balcombe and Morris, Under the Bamboo Tree. All these songwriters named Johnson happen to be African-American, except for one, Howard Johnson. He was the quintessential Tin Pan Alley lyricist, cranking out songs that sold and adapting with great speed to the styles, trends, and fads of the day. He started to write during the dance craze, continued through World War I, and reached his peak in the 1920s. Of all the songs, though, none was more famous or, given his name, more serendipitous. It's from 1927, and people still learn it when they're kids and never forget it. Mostly we call it Ice Cream, but its full title is Ice Cream, You Scream, We All Scream for Ice Cream. Harry Reaser and his orchestra.
Among the Eskimos, there's a college known as Oogie Wawa. You should hear those college boys. Gee, they make an awful noise when they sing an Eskimo tra-la-la. They've got a leader, big cheerleader. Oh, what a guy. He's got a frozen face just like an Eskimo pie. When he says, come on, let's go, though it's 45 below, that is what the Eskimos all holler.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Rah, rah, rah.
Tuesdays, Mondays, we all scream for Sundays. Sis, boom,
ah.
Boola, boola, sarsaparilla. If you've got chocolate, we'll take vanilla.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Rah, rah, rah.
Thank you. baloney. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
Harry Reese's Orchestra with Billy Moll, Robert King, and Howard Johnson's Ice Cream, You Scream, We All Scream for Ice Cream. Toward the end of their careers, Weldon and Rosamund Johnson began to write flirtatious, cuddling songs. Howard Johnson was writing them at the same time, near the start of his career. Songwriters Jimmy Monaco and Joe McCarthy wrote a number of songs together, this time for one of their biggest hits. Howard Johnson joined them. From 1916, Henry Lewis sings, What Do You Want to Make Those Eyes at Me For?
Funniest pair of eyes I ever seen. Funny, I can get wise to what they mean. I wish that I can understand the things they say. Each time I try to go, they seem to make me stay. Maybe it's just because you love to flirt. Maybe you want to see my feelings hurt. You got me running round you like a child. Someday you're going to drive me wild. So what do you wanna make those eyes at me for, when they don't mean what they say? Oh, they make me glad, they make me sad, they make me want a lot of things I never had. So what do you wanna fool around with me for? You lead me on and then you run away. Oh, but never mind, I'll get you a lonesome night and then you'll surely find you're flirting with dynamite. So what do you wanna make those eyes at me for, when they don't mean what they say? You a lonesome night and then you'll surely find you're flirting with dynamite. So what do you wanna make those eyes at me for, when they don't mean what they say?
Henry Lewis, What Do You Want to Make Those Eyes at Me For? You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Songs about the Irish were most popular in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, but they persisted into the early 1920s, especially in the Cinderella musicals that were so popular on Broadway. At the same time, young women were arriving in New York, drawn by its opportunities and freedom. Broadway stood at New York's heart, alluring and dangerous, and songwriters took its measure. In 1915, Howard Johnson wrote There's a Broken Heart for Every Light on Broadway, and in 1918, he wrote Ireland Must Be Heaven, for my mother came from there. Maren Mazzie and Zach Braff, and then Joseph Locke.
There's a broken heart for every light on Broadway. A million tears for every gleam, they say. Those lights above you think nothing of you. It's those that love you that have to pay. There's a sorrow lurking in each gloomy shadow,
and sorrow comes to everyone someday. 'Twill come to our brothers, but think of the mothers with broken hearts for each light on Broadway.
It's Helen Sinclair.
There's broken-hearted husbands, there's broken-hearted wives, there's broken-hearted sweethearts who must now lead double lives. And there's the boy and girl who thought 'twas right to take a chance, and they almost pay the fiddler if they dance. Dance, dance, dance. There's a broken heart for every night on Broadway.
Helen Sinclair.
A million tears for every gleam they
it's
say.
Helen Sinclair.
But if you have the fire, that bottomless desire, that always yearning, fiercely churning, stomach-turning need, it's guaranteed you'll succeed.
It sounds so beautiful.
So will you come to battle?
Yes.
With critics and their prattle?
Yes.
Will you join in Apollo's rondelay?
I have no idea what that means.
Then you will join the great son old Broadway.
I will join the great son old Broadway.
Then we will join the great on old Broadway.
Must be heaven, for an angel came from there. I never knew a living soul one half so sweet or fair. For her eyes are like the starlight, and the white clouds match her hair. Sure, Ireland must be heaven, for my mother came from there. Heard my daddy speak of Ireland's lakes and dells. The place must be like heaven if it's half like what he tells. There's roses fair and shamrocks there and laughing waters flow. I have never seen that Isle of Green, but there's one thing sure I know. Heaven, for an angel came from there. I never knew a living soul so half and sweet or fair. For her eyes are like the starlight, and the white clouds match her hair. Sure, Ireland must be heaven, for my mother came from there.
Maren Mazzie and Zach Braff with Fred Fisher and Howard Johnson's There's a Broken Heart for Every Light on Broadway, and Joseph Locke with Fisher, Joe McCarthy, and Johnson's Ireland Must Be Heaven, for My Mother Came From There. Kate Smith was appearing in Broadway musicals in the 1930s, but she wasn't happy with the way other performers made her size the object of joking. Her new agent, Ted Collins, got her a contract for radio work, and she settled down to a long career in broadcasting. But now she needed a theme song, something strong and outgoing, something that felt familiar and welcoming. Collins commissioned Harry Woods and Howard Johnson and made sure Smith got listed as co-lyricist so she could pick up some of the royalties. This is Kate Smith with When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain.
Watching the day depart, and with the fading twilight, happiness fills my heart. When the moon comes over the mountain, again we'll stroll near the mountain, through that rose-covered valley we knew. Each day is gray and dreary, but the night
Kate Smith, When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain. J.C. Johnson takes us to Harlem during the Harlem Renaissance. He grew up in Chicago, moved to New York in the early 20s, and began to work as a piano player on recordings for Ethel Waters. She sang his first recorded song, a blues that turned him from a musician who writes to a songwriter who sometimes played piano. Ethel Waters with J.C. Johnson at the piano, You Can't Do What My Last Man Did.
Listen, Daddy, my, what do you want of me? I have been just as good as can be. Now the love I have for you has turned to hate. You don't appreciate. So, Daddy, there's the gate. You can't do what my last man did. I'm wise played last night. So I can take my money and pawn my flat. Now you've worn the welcome clean off my mat. Cause you can't do what my last man did. Hold me tight, treat me right every night. I'd love you if you only did. Every night, treat me right, hold me tight. You're mighty old to be so bold, and I can't stand a man that cold. Why you can't love me sufficiently to make me forget my youth to be. He could love like a lover should, always could, when he would, he was good. You've lost your nerve, go with the wit, but go, just go. Now that last cruel papa, he blacked my eye, then left me alone to sigh and cry. But you can't do what that last man did.
Ethel Waters, You Can't Do What My Last Man Did. Johnson had his greatest success in collaborations with Bessie Smith and Fats Waller. The blues and jazz were part of his best work, and he wrote several of Bessie Smith's best-known blues, Haunted House Blues, Empty Bed Blues, and this one, Black Mountain Blues, recorded by Smith in 1930.
A shower smack your face. Back in Black Mountain, a shower smack your face. Babies crying for liquor and all the birds sing bass. Black Mountain people are bad as they can be. Black Mountain people are bad as they can be. They use this gunpowder just to sweeten their tea. Homes in Black Mountain can't keep a man in jail. Homes in Black Mountain can't keep a man in jail. If the jury finds them guilty, the judge will go their bail. Had a man in Black Mountain, sweetest man in town. Had a man in Black Mountain, the sweetest man in town. He met a city gal and he throwed me down. I'm bound for Black Mountain, me and my razor and my gun. Lord, I'm bound for Black Mountain, me and my razor and gun. I'm gonna shoot him if he stands still and cut him if he runs. Down in Black Mountain, they all shoot quick and straight. Down in Black Mountain, they all shoot quick and straight. The bullet will get you if you start to dodge in too late. Got the devil in my soul and I'm full of bad blues. Got the devil in my soul and I'm full of bad blues. I'm out here for trouble, I've got the Black Mountain blues.
Bessie Smith, Black Mountain Blues. During the 30s, Johnson was also writing with and for Fats Waller. The songs were jazzy and jivey. They swung. Waller recorded all the collaborations, but numerous other performers also covered them, especially singers and musicians with a jazz lean. Isham Jones Orchestra with a vocal by Eddie Stone, Believe It, Beloved, and from the original cast of Ain't Misbehavin', Andre DeShields and Charlene Woodard, How Ya Baby.
Believe it, beloved, because it's true. You're all that I want you to be. You're a darling, adorable devil who loves someone who looks like me. First it was your eyes that said it, your arms took credit, your lips said, please take care. Soon there was a gentle murmur that grew much firmer. I lost my heart right there. You delicious, delightful delirium, just see what your love's done to me. Oh, believe it, beloved, because it's true. You're all that I want you to be.
About a little dance. When the band starts blowing, I feel alive. I feel like going, say, what's your job, baby? Hiya, baby. Is you in some kind of trance, huh? Well, I'm a killer dealer with nothing on my mind. When they start to play in sweet songs, it leaves me on the rocks. When they start to play in swing songs, it beats me to my socks. How's about a little dance? You say you feel like trucking, I'm in the groove. You feel like pecking, come on, let's move. You like swing music? Yes. How you, babe?
Thank you.
Isham Jones Orchestra with J.C. Johnson, George Whiting, and Nat Schwartz's 1934 Believe It, Beloved. And Andre DeShields and Charlene Woodard with Fats Waller and J.C. Johnson's 1938 How Ya Baby. The Harlem Renaissance drew white New Yorkers uptown in the 20s and 30s. Everything was available. Liquor, drugs, sex, and music was everywhere. Nothing did more to define the effect of Harlem on America than the music. J.C. Johnson wasn't Duke Ellington or Fats Waller, but he made his own contribution of value. From 1933, these are the Boswell sisters with Arthur Schwartz, Richard A. Whiting, and Johnson's That's How Rhythm Was Born.
They wash them tears in the river. Cold water make them all shiver. That's how rhythm was born. Folks came down, gathered around. That's why he showed. Caught the phrase and sang his praise. Oh, Christ, why don't you give them more? Stand out, they just tried to. Deep blue stars, hide, hide you. One moonbeam, death on the bayou. That's how rhythm was born.
Come on, give us more.
The Boswell Sisters, That's How Rhythm Was Born. Melody shaped by jazz, swing, and the blues, and lyrics on every conceivable subject, all written by somebody named Johnson. Most of them are obscure, but their songs are part of what we've learned and absorbed, the kinds of songs we carry in our DNA. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, Visit WXXI.org/rhythm.